when dealing further with the halachas that pertain to the actual protocol of visiting a chayla. So leaving aside that, you know, many of these issues pertain to common sense and basic civility in dealing with other human beings and things that should be self-understood, but to focus on the halacha shabbat, one basic concept, and that is that the something expressed in a few places in Chazal, and that is there's an issur for a person to be nichnas lebeisoy pisoim, and that is for a person to walk into his own house. One should not walk into his house suddenly. It's talking about one's own house. And the Gemara goes so far, needless to describe this as one of four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sinu to, a hatred to. Somebody who bursts into his house suddenly, unannounced, there's a serious problem with this. Now, there's a problem because, first of all, the people in the house don't know you're coming in suddenly, and that can cause, you know, depending on where you catch them at that moment, that can have ill effects. But aside from that, even if they don't, you know, they expect you home roughly at one time, and the Gemara says, V'kolshkein, kolshkein l'nichas l'beis chaveiroi. And even they expect you to come in, but it's a sin, again, a basic civility. When you come to someone's house, you don't go to your own house and call screen someone else's house. You don't come bursting in unannounced. Before you come in, stop, knock on the door, ring the bell, do something to show that you're there, to give them a moment to catch themselves before you come in. Now, this is said, again, on one's own house. Call screen in someone else's house, even if you have a shush to come in. And call screen with call screen, when you come into someone who's a chayla, it's bound to, you know, the case normally is somebody who's a chayla is very often in an uncomfortable position, in a compromising position. And to come in unannounced very often can be serious and cause embarrassment and discomfort for the person. That being the case, in the hospital, sometimes, you know, it's hard to do this exactly how you do it when the other patient's around, but one should announce one's presence before bursting in, before coming in, even if one means well in the visit, either to knock on a door, to make some sort of noise, to call a patient's name before coming into the area where the patient is. Again, not just basic derech eretz, but a halacha is also to do so, and one should be careful to do this before walking into a chayla. As far as the actual visiting, so what goes into what one should say, what one should not say by a chayla. So the very first example we have in the Torah, b'chaylam, as mentioned, is the case where Avram Avinu was visited by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this thought is expressed in the Zohar, brought down in the Akhir Vediyar, at the beginning of Parashat Vayera, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and visits Avram. How do we know a Kadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram? We know because Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, and he says absolutely nothing. If he would have come and said some sort of nevuah, some sort of prophecy, that was the purpose of the visit. Here, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes, he says nothing, mikan, that he came to be Mevaker Chayla. But by the very same token, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, visited, and said nothing. And by virtue of the visit alone, he was Mekayim the concept of Mevaker Chayla. Now, that concept holds true to Lederis. You come, you visit somebody, without saying anything, you have fully fulfilled the mitzvah. Look around, see what you can do to help. But you don't need to go, you know, some people who launch into speeches and all sorts of things, it may be very well-intentioned and well-meaning. It's not necessary for the mitzvah of Mevaker Chayla, and very often, more often than not, it can be harmful and damaging to the Chayla that had to endure all sorts of long-winded speeches. No, it's not necessary, and mitzvah halacha, there's no reason for it. Now, if the chayla specifically asks, sometimes, I personally had an experience last year, somebody here in Montreal was quite sick, a chirus of mine for a long time, and he asked me to come down to the hospital to learn with him. Now, that was at his request. If someone asks you to do so, you know, halacha is kind of a kam, you have a special mitzvah to have an opportunity to do what he wants. But that aside, generally, you know, perhaps the best muscle will be, every one of us has fasted Tisha B'Av. Perhaps, you know, you think, Matzah Tisha B'Av, you're standing there, you just finished Ma'ariv. You fasted 24 hours, you're starving, you have a huge headache, you're headed home, and you're about to go home to eat something. And someone stops you and says, let me tell you a vart in the parsha. It's a beautiful, beautiful vart. What do you think of that person at that time? Roughly, the chayla is in basically the same exact position. If you go ahead and tell him something, it may be inspiring, it may be beautiful, it may be wonderful, but he's not really in the mood of hearing it. So again, mitzad the chiv is no chiv to say it, and generally, the shorter, you know, brevity is always appreciated by a chayla.